This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. On Friday, former President Donald Trump's lawyers will begin presenting his defense. They have broadly claimed that Trump's speech at a rally shortly before the rampage at the Capitol last month, in which he urged his supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Impeachment prosecutors on Thursday concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the Capitol to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskins, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January the 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Several impeachment managers warn that if Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. In the politically divided 100-member Senate, 17 Republicans would have to join every Democrat for a conviction. And President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. The country is on track to exceed President Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. Via remote, this is VOA News.